Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who sometimes can't tell time. I'm glad you're here. But you know, if I didn't laugh at myself, folks, and let me rephrase that. If we don't laugh at ourselves, we'll miss the best laughs of our life. So I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Anita Rosen never laughs at herself because she never messes up. She's always perfect. That's the story she's sticking to. 12 years plus, she's been a member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books, including the e-book, Project Management, and that's what we're talking about right now, right, Anita?
That is what we're talking about.
We just got through talking about concept, a little refresher. Now the next thing after concept in project management is the design. What now? That sounds intuitive, but it might not be.
Well, the biggest element that happens during design is creating your schedule.
Hmm.
You don't create it in concept. Concept, you're just vetting the idea. You're not really sinking in money. You're not sinking in a lot of time. You're just saying, is this a reasonable idea? The next step is designing it. And designing it is putting together your schedule and then sometimes putting together some elements of it. So you might be doing some prototypes of what you're going to be doing.
Now when I think of design, I think of having a form in mind. What does a schedule have to do with a form?
I'm not quite sure what you mean.
When you say design, I think of something that we're going to make. We're going to design something.
Right.
So tell us how the schedule fits into design.
Well, I'm doing it from the computer point of view, from development point of view,
right,
from computers. But I have applied this to lots of other elements. So when you're designing it, this is when you're laying out. Let's say you're doing a kitchen. The first piece of it is, what do we want in our kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
So you just say whether or not this is a feasible idea. How much is this going to cost? You know, ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
What do we want? You sit down and say, these are all the features that we want in our kitchen. And you prioritize those features because you say at some point you might have to do a cutoff. So you've just sat down and said whether or not can we afford a kitchen, and you do ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is design. You might bring in an architect or a kitchen designer who actually designs what the kitchen is going to look like. That's where we're actually going to put the sink over here and the refrigerator over there.
And they're going to say, okay, before we can do the cabinets, we have to do the floors, or vice versa.
We might need to do plumbing.
That's all the elements
in design. The first one was whether or not that was a good concept.
Right.
The next one is actually designing it out.
Right.
Again, to the retail store, you might say, well, you know, maybe I want to add in some shoes. Well,
mm-hmm.
What kind of shoes? What price point should I be doing for shoes? You'll get a basic idea. Will my customers buy shoes from me? What type of style shoes? So you put together an idea and say whether or not it's feasible. How much will this cost? Then when you do design, you're going to actually sit down in a store and say, where does the stock go? What
mm-hmm.
has to be moved?
A business project. See, I'm working on a real estate project right now. And in a business project, you've got to take consideration the capitalization in the schedule. And as part of the design, though, because you have to do certain things to justify the capital before you can build anything, and that's got to be part of the design.
Right. So the design is actually. The design phase is when you actually put together what your project schedule is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do this on this date, and then I can do this. You have to put together, this is when you put together all the different pieces and what dates they're going to happen. So it's more than just, when I was using the example with the kitchen, it's more than just laying out the kitchen. That's one element in your design.
Mm-hmm.
But you also need to say, when do you need to order the cabinets? When do you need to order the appliances? Because you don't want to have guys show up and you don't have cabinets there, and now you have a hole in your kitchen where your kitchen's going to be for 6 months.
The cabinets take 4 months, the appliances take 2 months, and the flooring takes 1 month. And so you got to do. That's what your schedule is all about.
Great. So now you know when you need to order things, mm-hmm. and you don't want to...
Don't make a decision about appliances today when you need to be making a decision about the cabinets, which takes too much longer. You need to be making a decision about the cabinets today, not the appliances.
Right, right. So if you put together a schedule and you know how which items... You know, the same thing as if you're making Thanksgiving dinner. I guess we're closer to Christmas dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've come over to people. I have one friend who, and I came over, she goes, I don't know why I'm never on time. And you know, because she does the wrong things at the wrong time.
Yeah, I have to deal with that with sometimes in my office. I say, wait a minute, this isn't the decision we have to be making right now. We need to make this other decision.
So when you're in the design phase, that's when you're putting together your schedule and saying, you know, you don't, if you're putting in the shoes into your store, you don't need to be moving all of your supplies 3 months before you're going to get your first shipment of shoes.
And some people have chronology. They have a chronological personality. You know what I mean? There's some people who can kind of keep things in their heads, and they kind of think chronologically. Some people don't. Some people have no chronology in their makeup, and they're the ones who really need your book, aren't they?
Right. Well, you know, a lot of people, and part of the chronology is people sit there and they start designing. And they put together their project schedule, and they haven't yet vetted their idea.
Right, and they might find out that the product they want just won't fit into their schedule. They have to make another decision.
Right, right. So you know you need. That's why it's called waterfall, because you do one thing and then the next and the next.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first one is coming up with vetting your idea. Is it good? The next one is coming up and saying, what does a real schedule look like to have this happen?
Makes a lot of sense. We're going to talk about the next step. With these about project management with our good friend Anita Rosen after these messages. ReadyGo.com, right, Anita?
Correct, ReadyGo.com.
That's our website. And we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.